everyone, welcome to the Fandom Fellowship. My name is Colin, and today is part one of our three-part deep dive into Batman. I've got my friend Plan ready to join us on the video phone, and we're going to be going into an excruciating comb-through of the history of Batman. This is part one, the origins in the Golden Age through the Bronze Age. Part two will be the kind of the modern age, the Frank Miller stuff, and part three will be 21st century present day stuff, up till kind of now. So I really hope you guys enjoy it. This is really, really fun. One of my favorite characters. One of the most popular characters in comics. So without further ado, I'm just going to cut on over to myself and Plan, and I hope you guys enjoy. So I am here on the video phone with my good friend Plan.
Hello.
Hello. Feel free to introduce yourself. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. My name is Plan. There's not really much to tell about me. I have a Twitter account where you guys can see me on Twitter at artist called Pit.
Oh, you're plugging yourself early in the show. Okay, I usually save that part for the end, but all right. I see why you're here.
No, I'm here because I want to be, but that's all I really have to plug. I'm not an interesting person, but I should. I'm a fan of a lot of stuff. Just a general nerd culture person. I'm a big Batman fan.
Yes.
I'm a very big Batman fan.
My favorite thing you've been doing on your Twitter is the pitching of your Batman American Gothic game.
Yeah.
It sounds really cool, and that's a big part of why I actually invited you to be on this episode, because I'm like, you clearly have a good knowledge of Batman in order to, like, put a Batman game together. I want to have her on the show, you know, bring her knowledge to the table.
I should note to all our viewers, I know I don't sound it, but I am a girl.
Yeah. So, Plan's a girl, leaving it at that. If you have any questions, don't.
Don't ask.
So this is, of course, this is part one of our three-part excruciating deep dive into Batman. Because we figured we couldn't do it justice in just one episode, because this is a character with 80 years of history.
Yeah. And, like, exactly. You can't cover everything about Batman in just, like, one episode.
No.
You can't. Absolutely no way.
And, I mean, we're going to be doing, like, probably a grand total of 3-4 hours when all is said and done. It's scratching the surface of a character with such a big legacy. I would argue one of the top three most visible superheroes in the world. I would say him, Superman, and Spider-Man are your big three. Cap and Iron Man, I mean, yes, the MCU has really brought them to the fore, but Batman is just so popular, and I mean, you can credit that to a lot.
There was a Batman porn parody before there was an Iron Man one. That's all I'm going to say on the matter.
Okay, don't usually talk about that on the channel, but all right.
That was my bad.
Sideloading as I collect myself. This episode is definitely not for children, in case you couldn't tell.
It's Batman. Character gets very dark at times, so.
Yeah. And so, as you can obviously tell by the image we've chosen to represent Plan for this episode, we are touching on the origins of Batman, and we will update the image to the side of me accordingly for each episode.
Yeah.
So, Batman's origins. How did he start? How did he get going? What brought him to the public consciousness in 1939?
Well, to touch on Batman, you also have to touch on the things that inspired Batman, because although Batman was revolutionary to the sort of dark pulp hero, but you also have to touch on, like, what inspired him in the first place. Of course, Zorro is major inspiration, because the point that they made it so in almost every origin, besides Zack Snyder, who, because Zack Snyder likes the movie Excalibur, made them go see Excalibur.
Right.
But
was he seeing Zorro in Batman Begins? I thought it was something else.
He went to the opera in that, but most origins, and then pretty consistently in the comics, it changes. Sometimes they don't even say what movie it is. Sometimes it's just Zorro.
And I mean, like, Zorro inspired the idea of Batman so heavily that it is now, as you're saying, it intrinsically ties into inspiring Bruce Wayne as Batman,
Yeah.
which is just
And
crazy.
also sometimes you get stuff like the Grey Ghost, which is heavily inspired by Zorro, which is how they got around the copyright.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we do a lot
Yeah.
of stuff here to get around copyright. If you look up to the corner of the screen, the bat logo is drawn by our graphic artist. That's how we get around copyright.
And of course, you also have to touch upon other heroes of his time, other pulp heroes who I think some even appeared in different comics. You have people not like just like Zorro, but the Shadow. The Shadow is one of the most important influences to Batman. To the oh god, I don't want to offend the two Bob Kane stands watching this video, but Bob Kane wholesale took elements from Shadow, from the Shadow, from
I
the
don't think just to
comics.
pipe in, I don't think anybody is a Bob Kane stan anymore.
Yeah.
Let's be real. If you were ever a Bob Kane stan, you're a Bill Finger stan now. But we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
As you should be. Yeah. If we're gonna touch upon any of the Golden Age stuff, and we are, we gotta touch upon Bob Kane and Bill Finger and their whole
Of
history, but
course.
continuing. Bob Kane wholesale took stuff from the Shadow. Like the first issue has some like near identical like panels, which are drawn by Bill Finger, but in like the story, it's very much Shadow. And that's just a part of Batman's history, and that doesn't make Batman a bad character or anything. And how I really like early Batman. I love Golden Age. As we make this video, I am holding my copy of Batman: The Golden Age, Volume 1, and I love Golden Age Batman. And not only is the image representing me, Darwin Cook's version of the Golden Age Batman, but it's also my favorite Batman design. I love purple gloves Batman. And yeah, I love Golden Age Batman. So one of my favorite eras of the character, even though I could argue that like the character didn't really come into his own yet.
Yeah, and if you want to talk about like Batman influences, just the title of the book he was in at the time, Detective Comics, great detectives like Sherlock Holmes, very,
Yeah.
very obvious inspirations for Batman.
Oh yeah.
I mean, Batman's nickname, the world's greatest detective, easily applied to Sherlock Holmes. The
Yeah.
deductive reasoning, the analyzing of patterns, all very Holmesian, you know. So lots of
Yeah.
Batman, I think, more than any other great superhero of our time, is very literary inspired.
Oh yeah, definitely. And I believe even like Bill Finger, Bob Kane talked about this in certain like interviews and stuff like that, where they talk about like Holmes and classic, as well as other people who were in writing for Detective Comics at the time, heavily inspired Batman. And of course, you don't see it as much in like early Golden Age stories, but you do see some detective work from Batman. It's nothing quite the level of now. He has forensic equipment and like all this stuff, but
But is
he
that really detective work?
yeah.
Or is he just letting
But
computers tell him things?
well, yeah, that's a good point. But you definitely see him like even in the very first issue, Detective Comics, he takes a paper and he reads it, and he uses that deductive reasoning to figure out, hey, here's who's behind this.
Exactly, and that's I think right there that it's Batman's biggest superpower. People always want to be like, oh, he's rich. Nah, his superpower is his brain.
Yeah,
You know,
that's
his
what
brain
makes
and his wit and his
Batman.
drive.
Yeah.
You know,
I'd
and
say that Batman's strongest abilities are his intelligence and his willpower, because if he didn't
yes.
have both of those, he could not be Batman.
And I mean, I for the chunk of time we're talking about, the Golden Age up to the Bronze Age, it's mostly the intelligence. You don't get the willpower and drive as much, I think, until the modern age, but we'll get to that. I think the drive is really something Frank Miller popularized.
Oh, Frank Miller definitely popularized it, but you do see shades of it in the Bronze Age. The
Oh,
Bronze
yeah.
Age is also one of my favorite eras of the character, but we'll get to that.
Yeah. So those are like, those are, that's the backstory, that's the history kind of Batman. And that brings us to Detective Comics number 27?
Number 27.
27? I was right.
Yeah, you're right.
Nice, okay.
Comics number 27, released on May 19th, 1939.
That was our first appearance of Batman. Very classic cover of him swooping through the sky, wings spread out.
Like I tucked under his arm. Doesn't actually happen in the story, but
Yeah. How often does the cover correlate to the story in any way?
it kinda.
All.
There's two guys on a rooftop, and that's about it.
Yeah, but like there's the cover where Captain America has to eat his shield or he'll die.
You know what? Yeah, fair enough.
I'm actually pretty sure that's a parody cover, but such is life.
Such is life.
So,
Yeah.
first appearance of Batman. I honestly I don't know a lot about Batman in the Golden Age, Silver Age. Do you have any comments you want to say about that, or the early stages of Batman? And I'll kind of pipe in when I have, something I want to fill in.
Oh yeah, definitely. But before we actually get into Detective Comics 27, I do want to say, actually, you know what? We're gonna get to Bowfinger Bob Kane later. That can wait. But if we're gonna get into Detective Comics 27, I want to talk about the history of this story in particular, because it's been a reoccurring part of Batman. The Case of the Chemical Syndicate is what the story is called, and
The
every
case of the
couple of
chemical
decades,
syndicate?
yeah,
Okay.
every couple of decades, usually when they reach like. When they relaunch Detective Comics, or they go like issue 127, always 27, they usually will redo the story for the current version of Batman.
Okay. I
They
did not know
did it in the
that.
Bronze, yeah, they did it in the Bronze Age. They did it in the 80s. They did it in the 90s. They did it in the modern. They did it in the New 52. Really,
Did
not
they?
really
Did they
recently,
do it
but
in
back
the
in the 19.
1027 that just came out?
I don't know. I've not read it,
I'm gonna have to pick that up. I
but.
keep meaning to grab that and I haven't grabbed it yet.
But I would not put it past them because it's become a very important part of Batman. A lot of people love to do that, and usually the story stays pretty much the same. Like the Cliff Notes version, Batman is talking to Gordon, or Bruce Wayne is talking to Gordon, and a lot of times they change this around so in multiple ways. But usually Batman meets Gordon. Gordon's like, "Oh, a crime." They go. Bruce Wayne gets put onto the trail. He goes as Batman. Of course, in the original story, they don't tell you Bruce Wayne is Batman. It's something very interesting. You don't find out Bruce Wayne is Batman until the very end of the story,
Oh,
where
I like that twist.
he disappears and he's just there. And basically, sorry, jangling of keys. He's just there and he leaves. And of course, if you're any way intelligent, if you're any like a knowledgeable reader about this sort of tropes, you'd be like, okay, so he's Batman. But
Yeah.
if you were just like a kid in 1939,
Of
I doubt you
course.
know, like, oh my God,
Well, I mean,
that's
in
Batman.
1939, I don't think any readers are like, the trope of he's clearly this guy. I feel like,
This guy left halfway through the story. Clearly, he's the antagonist or the protagonist or
yeah,
whatever.
and it's like it's possible people would have jumped to that conclusion, but we weren't as meta as we are
Yeah,
now.
we weren't
So
nearly as meta. That's a good
I
point.
don't, I don't, it's possible that understanding wasn't there and that it was a really big plot twist. Like, imagine the internet now being like Detective Comics 27, huge plot twist. This dude is actually the Batman.
Yeah. And it's very interesting because Batman's just this dude.
Yeah.
He's almost Keaton-esque. Well, or I should say Keaton's almost 27-esque. Where he's just a guy. Bruce Wayne's just a guy. Like, they say, oh, he's rich. He's a very uninteresting dude. He's friends with Gordon. Gordon's like, and it's funny, it's very 1939 because Gordon's like, oh my God, a murder. You want to come along, Bruce?
Ah, there's a murder. I'm gonna bring my rich friend along. He'll find this interesting. It's like, stand by me. Hey, Bruce, I found a dead body.
Yeah, exactly that. And what happens is Bruce basically kind of looks at the body, goes, "Huh, gross," and then leaves. And then he
Then
goes and
Batman
beats
shows
up
up.
people as Batman. Yeah, and then Batman shows up. And this is my favorite version of Batman. And I'll quickly cliff notes over why. Just everything about this early version of Batman. He has his ears. Batman's distinctive ears are usually very just sort of pointy. But I like how they did it here because they almost curve up, and in silhouette it looks like horns, and it's legitimately scary. If this imagining like that in silhouette is legitimately scary.
And then you realize his gloves are purple, and you're like, "Oh, never mind."
You say that, but I love purple gloves. You said this the other day when we were playing this episode. I will simp for the purple gloves. I love purple gloves so much, and every single time
You will.
we get to a design that features purple gloves, I will say something
I
about it because I
liked,
love the purple
just
gloves.
really leaping forward here, I loved the Rebirth outfit. It's one of my favorite
Oh,
Batman
yeah.
outfits because it
With the
had
purple cape.
the purple cape, the yellow outline, the gray body. There were so many touches from past suits. It's like the history of Batman all compressed into one uniform, and it's beautiful.
It is beautiful,
It's
you're right.
probably my second favorite Batman suit ever.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Well, it's not my favorite suit, but it's definitely like in my like top five because I really love the Rebirth suit. It kind of did. I like the new 52 suit, but only when it's drawn by Greg Capullo. And that I don't really like it, and I
It's
like the Rebirth suit a lot better.
I think the new 52 suit, if we're just talking about suits really quick, is very it's uninspired. It's a gray
Yeah,
suit
it's
with a
just.
yellow belt, black trunks. Done. There, that's it.
Oh, it
There's
doesn't even have the
Oh,
trunks.
right, that one doesn't. That's why it's so weird to look at. It's just gray bodysuit, black gloves, black belt, no, yellow belt, sorry, black gloves and boots. It's uninspired. My favorite suit is the one that is up here to my right, to the audience's left, of the blue cape, gloves and boots, gray body, blue trunks,
The
the
very Neil
70s,
Adam,
the Neil Adams, the
70s
70s
Neil
suit.
Adam.
Whenever I play any Arkham games, that's the suit I'm doing, which that is a f that's foreshadowing to something I'm announcing at the end of the episode. So stay tuned, wink, wink,
Stay
nudge,
tuned.
nudge. I'm announcing something that not even Plan knows what I'm going to announce, but wink,
No,
wink,
I'm
nudge,
just going with the flow. I don't know what's going on.
nudge.
I don't even know why I'm here. Where am I? Who am I?
Who is it? Who are you? How'd you get this number?
Who are you? I am from ancient Greece.
But no, it's 100% my favorite suit. Because something about the blue, to me, I'm like, this is such a dark character, and here he is in bright blue and yellow, beating people up, and it's great. I love it.
I don't want to jump before we get back to Golden Age. My favorite version of how like Hawaii changes the suit in universe, it was just like gradual, like over 20 years, the suit just kind of gradually evolved into the Neil Adam suit. But I love how like in DC the New Frontier, I think it might just be the movie, I don't remember if the comic does this. But Batman's classic costume with purple gloves scares a child so bad the Batman goes, I'm making my costume brighter.
Is that
So
why
he
he
makes
switches to
it
the
blue.
blue?
Yeah, he switches to
Ooh.
the blue and he
Okay.
gets the longer gloves.
And that's in
And
the
like
that's in
with
the
the
movie?
that yeah, I
I'm
like
gonna
how the
have to
movie
watch
did
that
it
movie
better
again.
because
I haven't seen that movie in a really long
yeah,
time.
very
One
good
of our
movie.
friends, or one of our mutual friends, always talks about it, and I watched it with him once, but I'm gonna have to watch that again.
Yeah, I love that movie so much.
Oh yeah, it's
But
great.
I love the line he says because he says, I set out to scare criminals, not children.
Yeah. And it's I think that sums up Batman in a way that not a lot of people think is I think the best Batman is one who still cares about children and people and has a mature outlook on life and isn't just this grim, dark, stoic anger sink.
Yeah, I feel like, and this is the worst version of Batman to me. It's the Batman who like is like just rude
Oh
to
yeah.
all of his like allies.
Oh
It's
yeah.
just so grim and angry. Batman's grim. Batman can be kind of
Oh
angry,
yeah.
but at the end of the day, Batman is a hopeful character, and people may disagree with me with this,
He
but.
is. I don't think he himself is hopeful. I think he's lost that a little bit, but he brings out hope in others, and that slowly brings out hope in him.
Yeah, no, that's what I was trying to say. I don't think he himself is hopeful. I'm saying what he believes in is hopeful. Because his mission
Is
is
this, it's Gotham without crime.
it's Gotham without a crime, and that's
And
impossible. because it's impossible to stop crime. It's as long as people have free will to do what they want, there will
Oh,
always be people who
100%.
commit crimes.
But he also believes in rehabilitation. He also
Yeah.
believes in, and I mean, we see it in him adopting person after person after person to his Bat family. We see it in him finding these broken people and taking them in and training them to be better than they thought they could, giving them the tools. Minor spoilers for Three Jokers, issue one and two. One of my favorite things in it is Jason, the Red Hood, does something very unforgivable, most would say, in issue one. And the expectation is that Batman is going to like go off on him, and Batgirl's like, Bruce, Jason did this thing. And he's like, yeah. And Jason's very hurt, and he's this and he's that. And I get why he did it. It's like, yeah, but he shouldn't have done that. I know, but I understand why he did it. And it's like,
Yeah.
that is like my favorite thing, because most people would have written Batman to just be like, how dare he? I'm gonna go beat him up right now. But
That
it's like,
that's how they
no.
mostly read New 52.
Yeah, but it's like, this is a Batman who has had to fight the good fight for years and years and years and years, and understands that how hard it is, and how hard it is to cross that mortal event horizon. Or sorry, how easy it is to cross that horizon, and he's not going to judge someone for doing it. He's not going to approve of someone doing it, but he's not going to immediately cast them out for doing it. He's just going to be like,
Yes.
I get it, but I don't like it, so I'm going to talk to them.
Especially because like we it is normal in a lot of Batman stories, especially ones that heavily feature the Joker, for him to go like, "Oh, I wish I could kill the Joker. I wish I could, but I can't."
And
And
yeah, he, speaking of killing, this kind of it, we can bring it back to the Golden Age a little bit.
yeah.
He used to use guns, right?
Oh,
And
not just use guns, but also just straight up just kill people
yeah,
without any
that.
regret.
What do you know roughly when that changed?
It was during the Silver Age. It wasn't
Yeah.
like there's no really in-character reason, as far as I know, why it suddenly changed. It was just during the Silver Age with the comic book authority, they said
Yeah.
no hero can kill anybody. So
So,
every hero and had no a no
the
killing rule.
Comics Code Authority basically said, you can't do this, you can't do that, and they sucked and they're gone now, but it gave Batman the no kill rule. And even as the Comics Code Authority loosened up and faded away, that rule has maintained for Batman because of what happened to his parents, because obviously we know his origin. This is not a spoiler for anyone. His parents were murdered after seeing Zorro or the opera or whatever, and they were gunned down, and he was raised by his butler. And so his,
And some continuities by other people as well, but
yeah,
mainly those continuities, Alfred is his
for my
brother get involved.
kind of general Batman continuity, it's like it's Alfred. He was raised by
That's Alfred.
Alfred. And so he adopted rule one, no guns. My parents were killed by a gun. I don't want that to happen. I'm not going to go down that same road. And two, no killing. My parents wouldn't have wanted that. It's senseless, and I'd rather rehabilitate people. And I like it
Yeah.
because Batman's like, yeah, killing someone off, easy solution. But it's not the right one. I can do it. I can be better than that.
I can be better. I can make. And the thing about it is, sometimes some villains very rarely have gotten better.
Yeah.
So it's true that his way isn't this like fully
Yeah.
idealistic
And I
and
mean,
wrong.
if you want to look at a villain who ha villains who have gone better, unpopularly, I know you don't like it, but Poison Ivy has gotten better.
Yep.
Catwoman has gotten better. Harley Quinn has gotten better, right? It's not that not all of them have gotten better because of Batman, but it still proves that he's like, look, if I had killed them, we wouldn't have them helping people.
Yeah.
Y they might be helping people in a bit of a twisted way, but it's better than killing people.
Yeah. It reminds me of it's a scene I love from the animated series. I think it's I don't remember the actual exact name of the episode, but I remember the name of the villain. There was this villain called Lockup,
Right.
who basically got all of the villains, all of Batman's rogues gallery, and just put them in a big, like a bunch of cells.
Right.
And it was very much he was like, I have them all in one place. I'm just gonna blow the place up and kill all of them.
Of course.
And Batman shows up and stops him. And I don't remember exactly what Batman says to him to make him says this, but Lockup says something which I think perfectly encapsulates Batman's character, or one of the things that perfectly encapsulates it. Oh my God, you care about these people, don't you?
Yeah.
And that's something yeah, these are terrible people. You like the Joker is a terrible person. A lot of his villains are horrible people, but they're also mentally ill. Some of them don't have control of their
And a
actions.
lot of
Some
them
of
are
them
also
are
doctors, which is a
misguided.
weird thing, but.
Yeah, well, I think that's very much a pulp element because one of Batman's very first enemies was indeed Dr. Death, who was also a doctor.
I just think it's very easy. I think the Gotham education system is just really strong despite everything. So it's like it's pumping out doctors, but they have no mental health
Yeah, just
facilities.
pumping them out.
So it's just like, yeah, you have all these doctors, but they're nuts. But I digress.
I mean, if I had to work at Arkham Asylum, I would go nuts too.
Right? You can't blame Harley for it. But I feel like we've kind of covered the character of Batman. Now, so we were kind of at 27 in the timeline. That's the first big like milestone moment, obviously. I think the
Yeah.
next major milestone was the introduction of Robin.
Yeah, let me give a little bit of background before we move straight into Robin.
Yeah.
After 27, Batman has had a couple of solo adventures, which are all pretty fun for the most part. But it was the very first issue where Batman got his own, because Batman was the breakout character for Detective
Oh,
Comics.
100%.
It got to a point where people were buying it purely to read the Batman story. And then they would just throw the comic away because it wasn't like today where you keep it, and you put it in a box and
Oh,
you
yeah.
seal it in a tomb so that it never gets damaged. You just threw them away back then. And
SMH.
it was the very first issue of the Batman solo series where Batman got Robin, and they introduced this kid sidekick named Richard Grayson. And it's the origin you all know. He was a circus kid. Bruce Wayne was in the audience watching his parents were murdered by Tony Zucco. Tony's men, in some versions of the novel, Tony's men came after him. Bruce adopted him so he wouldn't be in danger. And
He found out Bruce was Batman.
I cannot remember for life of me if that's. I think maybe in the original story he just tells him he's Batman, but I think in the version most
Hello,
people know he finds
13-year-old
out.
boy whose parents have died. I'm Batman.
13? You wish. He was like 10 in the golden
Oh my
age.
goodness. Hello, 10-year-old boy. I'm Batman. Now,
I'm going to shoot people.
hit this body bag. Go, hit it. Come on, put on this costume. No, you don't get pants. We're fighting crime.
Also wear bright red and yellow and green.
Batman, why am I wearing such bright colors? So they shoot at you and not me. What? So you are hopeful. Get in the
Yeah.
Batmobile.
I don't know if all comics do this, but I like the idea that like Dick was like, "No, I want to wear these colors." And Bruce was like, "All right."
I did one thing that Batman Forever did that wasn't terrible was that the Robin outfit was like a repurposed version of his trapeze outfit.
Yeah, and that's sort of his way to honor his parents by
Yeah,
wearing
I
it.
liked that, where it's like, hey, this is what we did as part of the Flying Graysons, and I'm going to incorporate these colors in. And then once I become Nightwing, you can just shove them on every other child.
Yeah,
No,
we'll get later. That's far to the Bronze Age.
I just have to keep making jokes.
You
It's
know what?
hardwired into me. They're all bad. So anyways, yeah,
But yeah.
he gets Robin, and that was the first really big kid sidekick we ever got, too.
One of the first, yeah. Like it kind of created. Robin definitely. I don't remember if Robin was the very first, but he was like one of the. He was the one that actually was popular.
Yeah,
Like
he was the
you
one
don't hear
that.
people saying like, "Oh yeah, Sandy the Golden Kid's
Yeah.
my favorite kid sidekick."
And he was the one that kind of made the other DC big characters get their own sidekicks.
Yeah,
Right?
like
Like Green
Green
Arrow
Arrow,
got Speedy,
Speedy, Aquaman got
Vlad,
Aqualad.
Green Lantern got Lightbulb. So
What?
bad.
It wasn't right away, but it was like in the 50s when Superman got Supergirl, who wasn't really his sidekick, but kind of played that role.
Yeah, Supergirl is a whole other weird thing that we don't
Supergirl
talk
has such a
about.
complicated history. She has such a very complicated history, especially in the 90s.
And then there was Power Girl, and then they were dating, but then they were cousins, and I don't know.
Yeah, it was very complicated.
DC's.
Then they were cousins. And then a horse turned into a man and kissed her. It was a whole thing.
Yeah, and then they're like, wait, we live in Smallville, not Alabama.
Can't Smallville live in Georgia?
Yeah. So yeah, he got Robin, and that was another big milestone. I think the other major milestone around that time was the Joker.
Oh yeah, Joker also appeared in the first issue of Batman.
Yeah.
He, yeah, I can't believe it was like one of the.
I thought Robin debuted in an issue of Detective Comics.
He might have. I think I might be getting confused because I
Yeah.
know for a fact Joker
Joker
appeared
definitely debuted in
in.
Batman number one. I think Robin was
Yeah.
like Detective Comics 40 something.
Yeah, I think so as well. I think I just got it mixed
I'm
up.
gonna throw out 43. I might be wrong. If I'm wrong, I'm sorry. But I'm just gonna pitch out 43, Detective Comics 43.
Yeah, I think it was around that area, but
And I
yeah,
think that
number.
was also just in response to, hey guys, these Batman stories are kind of dark. Can you put something fun in there for the kids? And they're like, sure.
Yeah, because like it sucks. Because like, although I love the Golden Age, like intro, like at its basis fundamentals, you have to kind of look at it through rose-tinted glasses because it's very 1939,
Oh
because
gosh.
it's.
Yeah.
There is an entire story where Batman fights Hindu worshippers of Kali, and then there's a guy who dresses up in like and like they draw they have like Asian characters they draw very stereotypically, and there's a character who is literally well wearing yellow face.
Wow. I
He's a
don't.
white guy. Like that's the
Oh
mystery. Like,
my.
my God, he's a white guy and he's wearing yellow
Ooh,
face,
that's
and it's
bad.
very. It's very problematic,
Yeah.
but you have to look at those one gloves. Yeah, in
Yeah. And
1939, back then, it was as bad as it
it's
is
the same
now.
way you kind of have to watch Looney Tunes now. It's like back then, it was wrong then, it's wrong now, but they didn't have the same concepts of it then. So
Yeah.
you watch it now and it's like, what can we learn from this? What can we appreciate from this? While still being aware, hey, this is wrong.
Yeah, and that's what I mean, right? Because I realize now I don't want people to think anything about Golden Age being my favorite era of the character. I like
No.
it because it established the
Oh
Batmobile,
yeah.
the costume, the bat plane, the Batarang. Without the Golden Age, you wouldn't have any of
So
that.
many things that became trademarks and just icons in their own right. You know, like you say
And
Batmobile and
I've gotten
people
like so
know
many renditions.
Batmobile.
Yeah, they know what that is. They know who Batman is.
Exactly. They're such iconic pieces in the Batman lore. What other, you might not know off the top of your head, what other villains did we get introduced in the Golden Age that have kind of
I think
made it
around the
through to this
time,
day? Oh.
I think we get things like, oh,
Nope, you're good. You're good. Thought we lost you for
okay.
a sec.
I think it might have just been my signal dipping for a moment. Yeah, we got characters like in the 40s, we got Riddler, we got Poison Ivy, we got Penguin,
Oh, wow.
we got we got Scarecrow. Actually, I think Scarecrow was 1950, but
Yeah, I don't think we
close
got
enough.
Two-Face until a little later.
Oh yeah, that was in the 50s, and
Yeah.
the modern version of oh, he's very
The
complicated
modern
as a
version
character.
of a lot of these characters is drastically
Are
different.
unrecognizable. Like
Like,
Poison Ivy doesn't have plant power. She's just a seductress who has like pollen.
yeah, Two-Face had his origin
Oh,
completely
Catwoman
redone.
as well.
Catwoman,
We got
yeah.
Catwoman.
Two-Face had his
Well,
origin completely redone via Long Halloween. Scarecrow became a much different character.
yeah, and
Riddler's gone through so many
ugly.
changes.
Yeah. Like, this is when he still wore, like, the skin tight with the trunks and the question marks all
Oh,
over.
the Frank Gorshin look.
Yeah.
Yeah. Penguin hasn't changed much.
No, he's
Unless
changed
you
quite a
can
lot.
Unless you count the weird Danny DeVito detour, which I don't like to talk about.
Well, I would say he's changed quite a bit, because originally he was just like a mob boss who had like a thing for birds, which you don't see as much now. Now he's,
Yeah.
I the best way I can define modern Penguin is the Arkham series. He's an
Yeah.
arms dealer usually, and it's kind of boring because I miss like
I see
the
Penguin.
Penguin birds.
Yeah, I see Penguin as the closest thing to a reputable villain Batman has. He's kind of like Kingpin almost, where it's
Yeah,
it,
he's very Kingpin this character.
where it's like, what do you mean crimes? I own a club. I have exotic birds. Yes, of course I have all of these large men. They're bouncers for my club. They're not henchmen. What are you talking about? And Batman's like,
Yeah.
I watched you at an arms deal. Yeah, but you can't prove it. Like, and
Yeah,
Penguin doesn't want to
you're
rule
a
Gotham.
vigilante. You're not gonna go to court.
Penguin doesn't want to rule Gotham. He just wants money in any way he can get it. And
Yeah,
so I
probably.
always like the
And
idea
hey,
of Penguin
if
as
he gets
like.
a cut of every, he wants a cut of every pie of Gotham.
Exactly. I like him as like the ancillary villain of things. He's not you're not gonna have a seminal Penguin story, but he's gonna be peppered throughout your seminal Joker stories, your seminal
Staying to a
Scarecrow.
seminal Penguin story is that one where he fakes his death.
And
Yeah.
that should tell you something, that the closest thing you have to a seminal story is where you thought he died.
Yeah.
But he's still a great villain. Riddler is a great villain when he's done well, you know?
Yeah. Riddler is a very complex character because, like, he's been a hero, he's been a villain, he's been sort of an anti-hero, he's been a lot of things.
Yeah, and I mean, I think he could be done a lot better. I think that with clever writing, he should have been in Calendar Man's place in Long Halloween, but that's just me.
My favorite thing about I miss Calendar Man being like this silly guy with like a cal with like two calendar capes.
Yeah, I do like what they did for him in Long Halloween. It was cool,
Yeah.
but you don't need to. It also comes from a place where writers want to take every silly villain that's ever existed and be like, no, we need to update them and legitimize them. It's like, no, you don't. We can have dumb villains, right?
Yeah, you know what? You can do something cool and interesting with the Ten-Eyed Man. You
Yeah.
can make some really good body horror with a man with eyes on his fingers.
Yeah. Or it can just be stupid.
Or you can just do what I want. And, like, at its core, I think every superhero is silly.
Oh, of course.
You can't argue with that.
Except maybe
Every
Spawn.
superhero is silly. Yeah, like, even the edgiest heroes are silly, like, by
Yeah.
concept, because what are they? They are people who wear. They
Tights.
wear spandex and
Yeah.
fight crime. That's silly.
And sometimes they all get together and fight bigger space crime.
And sometimes they'll get together and fight each other.
Yeah, if you're Mark Miller.
If you're Martin Miller.
And sometimes, a lot of the times, they time travel and fight themselves from different times in different spandex.
Or they fight each other from different universes.
In even differenter spandex. Superheroes are dumb. That's why we love them. And
Yeah.
I'll get into this more when we're in our part three, but it's actually kind of why I hate the Dark Knight trilogy.
Yeah, because.
I hate it a little bit. And I talk about that a lot. If you watched my comics and media episode, I hated that because it took the fun out of Batman, it took the detective out of Batman, and it turned him into an angsty kickboxer.
Yeah.
And I didn't like that. But we're tangenting again.
We're tangenting,
But
yeah.
Batman lends himself to these tangents, so I think it's okay as long as we kind of hit our mile markers along the way. Well, yeah, Golden Age brought in these silly villains, you know, and they were brought to screen for the first time in the 60s.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, actually, yeah, they were because there weren't. Batman himself, however, was not brought to the screen in the 50s.
No, he
Batman
was
and
not.
Robin first appeared in the night in a four in 40 serials.
Yes. And in that
But
one, I'm pretty sure they just dealt with like thugs and mob stuff, right?
yeah, it was very down to earth. It kind
Yeah.
of reminds me of like Year One, where like
Yeah.
there's no costume characters. It's just Batman punches a man in a suit, and that's all you need.
Yeah.
My favorite.
When did Year One come out?
1988.
Okay, so that's next episode then. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, that's next episode. That's the modern age. We're far away from that.
We're very far away
Although
from that.
Batman did have almost year one-esque stories part of that in like the 70s, where
Yeah.
like they sort of like if I recall correctly, in the 70s they had this like Earth One Batman was briefly Robin in his youth, and that's why he had like that's what became Robin, because like, well, I had this old suit I wore when I was 12, so here, have it, 12-year-old. And
Yeah.
that was the origin of Robin in
That's crazy.
the Earth One in 70.
Yeah. Why do you still have it? Has it been washed since then? Don't ask questions. Put it on.
Yeah, if I recall correctly, the reason why he made that costume was so he could go to a police detective, and that police detective could teach him detective stuff.
Logical.
70s got heavy. The 70s got very heavy into like Batman's whole myth arc of
Yeah.
like how he came into training. Because up to this point, no,
He
the
just
most you
showed
got of
up.
Batman training, yeah, in the Golden Age, there are about four panels in the origin where he lifts a dumbbell, he's playing with some chemistry sets, then he's Batman, and that's
Oh
all you
yeah,
know.
no,
Because
and I
no
can
one cares. No one cares how
I can I
Batman learned
have
that
those panels
game.
in my head, you know. Like I've seen them. Like it's oh yeah, he trained and he did this. It's like, yeah, he got stronger, he got faster, and you see him like doing hurdles, and then he became smarter, and you see him doing chemicals, and it's like, now he's Batman, the end. Move on.
That's all you need to know, because you, if you were a 13-year-old in the 50s, you did not care.
All you cared about was that this dude was in a bat costume, and what was he gonna
And he
do
was
this
gonna
week?
punch a clown.
Now, you try to
And
punch a clown, and you get in trouble, and they say, stop, you're ruining the circus for everyone. Anyways, so yeah,
yeah.
Batman and Robin were brought to screen for the first time in 1940s serials, but
A lot of villains did indeed come to light, and they, I don't know.
as we left the 50s and got later into the 60s, sales for Batman were flagging quite a bit.
Yeah.
Oh wait, I think we missed something. Did we miss
Did we miss?
Batmite?
Oh yeah, we missed Batmite. That no,
Right.
that is the 50s.
I was
That
right.
is the
I was
fifties.
like, that's the 50s. So in the 50s, sales were still flagging because for some reason, for what would become the world's biggest superhero, he could not sell a book to save his life.
Yeah.
So they started doing these things where they just tried to be like, well, this is working in other titles, and they'd slap it onto Batman. So first of all, people thought Batman and Robin were gay. So they were like, no, they're not. We're gonna introduce
Yeah,
female
Robin
characters.
can.
So they
Yeah,
intro
Robin can.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, he's
N yeah.
not. But that would be an entire tangent about like Seduction of the Innocent and everything. But
Yeah.
yes, there was that
So
controversy over Batman and Robin are
that was
gay.
actually a big part of establishing the comics code authority. Was that they're like, this
Yeah.
is weird and we don't like it. And they're like, but they're not gay. I think you guys have a problem if that's what you're getting from this. But fine, we'll add women to the book.
Yeah, and that's why they that yeah, that was indeed the reason why they created the original version of Batwoman and Batgirl.
Yes.
And it's a weird hindsight because that version of Batwoman was Kathy Kane, who in the
Yes.
current continuity was Bruce's cousin. But they have no relation in the classic Golden Age, and they were love interests,
Yeah.
which makes sort of like the modern perspective of them being cousins look, and Kathy Kane being a
Which
lesbian look
once
very weird.
again brings us to the point that the DC Universe is set in Alabama.
Yeah.
Quit it! So, anyways, moving out of. And so they added a lot of sci-fi stuff to the books because they're like, oh, well, people must not like the dark, gritty detective stories. So they added Ace the Bat Hound, which is the greatest dog in comics. Changed my mind.
Yeah,
And.
be followed by crypto.
Yeah, it's Ace than Crypto, but Ace is my favorite, especially after
Yeah.
a Christmas story I read. But side note. And they added also the overwhelmingly sinful Batmite.
Oh yeah, our boy.
You want to talk about Batmite?
I don't know much about Batmite. My knowledge of Batmite comes from Batman Raven the Bold mostly,
My
and
no.
Bat RIP, where during that whole bit where like Batman thinks he's Batman of Xur and Ah, and like he imagines Batmite, but they imply that he might actually just be Batmite, like appearing to Batman.
My knowledge of Batmite comes from Super Friends.
Oh, he was in Super
He was in
Friends.
Super Friends, which also brings us to the fact that this is around the time they started adding Batman to the Justice League titles.
Yeah.
Right, because they were really trying to fit Batman into the larger DC universe, and so they gave him a
Well,
lot more.
they were establishing the fact there was an
No,
interconnected
yeah,
universe.
but like, I mean, in the fact that you look at all these other books like Superman and Green Lantern, and they're very bright and sci-fi and ooh, space and
Yeah.
wow, wowzas, and they're like, well, Batman isn't doing that, so let's make him do that.
Which nowadays most people don't like it when Batman goes to
Yeah,
space and
they're
stuff like
like, no, we want to see him punch the handicapped. It's
that.
like, do you guys need to get something off your chest? But
Yeah.
yeah, so that was a big part of Batman in the 50s, and unsurprisingly, that didn't boost sales that much.
At all, yeah.
So they.
We did get some awesome covers out of it, though.
We did. Is that when we have Batman in the rainbow suits?
Batman in the rainbow suit, Robin dies at dawn, Batman of Xur and Ah, stuff
Yeah.
like that. That was
That
the 50s
I would
and
like to
60s, in the early
sideline and
60s.
say that the Batman rainbow suit is one of my favorite things because
It's
on the
good.
surface it's so dumb, but the logic in storyline is awesome.
It's what Batman wears for Pride Month.
What? Yeah. No. What actually happened is Robin got injured, but instead of taking Robin off of crime fighting duty like a stable adult would, Batman's like, I'm gonna wear a different brightly colored costume every night to distract people from you. So they'll be too busy being like, why is Batman in an orange outfit? Let's punch him to think about beating up you.
Yeah, and funny enough, I think in a lot of continuity, I think in the 70s, the reason why why Robin left, like joined the Titans and stopped being a part of Batman, was because he got shot by Two-Face.
Yeah.
And like Bruce was like, okay, maybe having a 14-year-old like dress up in colorful outfits and punch criminals was a bad idea.
Yeah, so let's put him with other 14-year-olds in colorful outfits and they can fight other bad guys. This is a
Yeah.
good plan.
Well, I think that's more of a modern invention, actually. I remember, like, a big part of the 70s and, like, the late 60s was, like, Robin went off to college. He grew up. He went off to
Yeah.
Degrees and went off to college.
Which isn't
And
something they
Bruce was
would do
like,
now.
yeah, they would not dream of doing that now
They
because, like,
have a
status
vent.
quo with God.
Status quo is God, but it's also not. Like, you have events that change everything, but you're not
And
allowed.
then you have to go back to it
Yeah.
right away.
Yeah. But you're not allowed. Your characters aren't allowed to get older, because if your characters get older, how will people relate to them anymore? And it's like, they'll relate to them better because they're watching them grow up alongside them.
Yeah.
Duh. This brings me. It's gonna bring me into the whole Spider-Man One More Day thing, and I'm just gonna get angry. Need a second. Okay, I'm good.
Okay,
I'm
another major thing I want to touch on because we're starting to get to the hour mark, is of course we've moved to the 7 days to the Silver Age. It's now time we touch upon the late 60s and the 70s, which is the Bronze Age.
And of
This
course, with the
is
late 60s, Adam West.
Adam West. Yeah, I was about to say that. Adam West, Batman, one of the greatest actor. I think he's one of my favorite versions. He's one of my favorite actors for Batman. He may be grounded in like the silly
It's a
era of
fun
Batman.
show. It's not a good Batman show, but it
It was not a
is.
good Batman show, but it's fun.
It's fun. Like, if you can enjoy it for what it is without being like, what? This ruined the comics. Because the show got so big because it was comedy for adults that they tried to
Yeah.
sideline a lot of that into the books.
Yeah, like the comics became like I think it was actually around the time. No, actually, no, it wasn't that. It was I think like a lot of the comics around the time did indeed become more like the show because the show was what the show sold well. So why
Exactly.
not make it? It's like
And
how now they make they make the comics more like the movies because the movies make money, so.
Which that's a whole other episode I'm gonna do about why they shouldn't do that, because it's
Oh, yeah.
functionally a bad idea, and I'm gonna have someone
Yeah,
on to talk
indeed.
about that. But yeah, the show did well, so the comics likewise did well. But when the show faded away, the comics faded away. And
Yeah.
so, after all this effort to throw everything at the wall and hope that it stuck, you get left with Batman at the end of, or at the mid-80s, like 70s, 80s, and he's got nothing. He's not selling well at all. He's at an all-time low.
Yeah. Well, something I do definitely want to touch on in the comics was this was the era when Neal Adams and writers alongside him stepped in and very briefly did revitalize Batman.
Beautiful costume.
Because they transformed Batman. Batman was not silly anymore. They made him more dark and gothic, more like he originally was. And like he was fighting ghosts and
Is
monsters.
this
And he
the era
was
that brought in Ra's al Ghul?
This is the era that brought in Ra's al Ghul.
Yes.
Very
I
apt.
love him.
He fought Ra's al Ghul, and he had a hairy chest, and like he punched bad guys, and like he had all these his villains became more dark and gothic, and he got more dark and gothic villains to fit his current form. I think Joker was also reintroduced in more of a darker way.
Yeah, that
He
would
was still
be
more.
Batman 275, I believe.
Yeah, it would be.
And that's so it's right around that time, and that's the cover where Joker has a big playing card and Batman's
Yeah.
like stunned by it, and the tagline is "Look out, Gotham, the Joker's back." And that was the big reintroduction of the Joker with like a very different persona, and this is the one that I believe would end up killing Jason Todd.
Yeah, this. Well, no, that's newer. That actually did take place in the modern age. That'll be something we'll get into next episode.
When did
But,
Jason Todd die?
Jason Todd was not even introduced yet. He died in 1988, which was after Crisis, so that was New Earth Batman. That was Ma
Okay,
that was
so
like
it's a little bit later than that. It's a little bit later.
Yeah. We
I'm
should
a
briefly touch on Jason Todd, because Jason Todd when he first appeared was just Dick Grayson with blonde hair.
Yeah. And then post-crisis, they were like, nah, he looks like Dick
That's
Grayson, but he's
boring.
a jerk.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, basically. Originally, he was more like Dick Grayson
Yeah.
personality-wise, but then later on, they were like, nah, let's
So
not do that.
yeah, this does, at the end of this episode, we are kind of left with Batman. However, just right around Crisis time. We'll start with Crisis next week. We're left with Batman right around Crisis time, and his sales are not doing well.
Yeah,
And
not at all.
a very famous writer would be brought in to revitalize Batman. Not, or sorry, I guess saying he was brought in makes it sound like he was tapped to do it. A very famous writer was like, I'm gonna do a thing, and his thing revitalized Batman, and
Reestablish it for a modern age.
We got it's Frank Miller who stepped in, and
Of course.
it kickstarted Batman in the way we know him today. And so we will get into that modern age in part two, and in part three we'll kind of deal with the 21st century as well as Batman in the movies, the Dark Knight trilogy, Rebirth, etc. Before we go,
Yeah.
I do have one last question for you. I don't know if it's in this era, but I've been wanting to ask you about this. Can you explain Batman Haunted Gotham?
Oh, that's not this era. That is the modern age. That's actually in like the 2000s.
Okay, you're gonna need to explain Batman Haunted Gotham to us
Next
next
time.
episode
Next
because you
episode.
sent a picture of it with the weird outfit, and
Oh, Kelly Jones, something I'm going to be touching upon because I should say I think next episode will probably be longer because I have a lot more to touch on. I know a lot more about the modern age.
This was a very much an intro to Batman episode, kind of just a quick rapid fire idea of his character, of his rogues gallery, of his start. Of his Robin. But yeah, no, you sent the picture of Haunted Gotham, and I haven't been able to stop thinking about it, and I don't know how to feel about it.
Yeah,
Not gonna lie.
I will briefly touch upon that. That is by Kelly Jones. Kelly Jones is one of my favorite Batman artists because what he does is he draws Batman like a monster, like he has long
Yeah, that's why it
arms.
weirded me out, because he's like hunched over with like these long ears and almost claws, but he's still a man.
Yeah, he still is. And He at first Kelly don't just take covers, but later on he actually took over the Batman series for 4 years. But we'll get into that next
All
time.
right, so that's our little teaser for next time.
You had an announcement to
I
make?
do have an announcement to make. Thank you for segueing me into that. So I've been running. I ran a Twitter poll about what you guys would like to see more of on the channel, and something that got quite a few votes is you want to see me doing Let's Plays of games. Now, that's totally cool, but I usually prefer to stream them over on Twitch. So over on Twitch, Lindsay, my fiance, and I are doing the Marvel Ultimate Alliance series, and we're also going to be doing X-Men Legends. But on this channel, every once in a while, not super often, I'm going to be doing the Arkham games, and I've never played the Arkham games through.
Oh, I'm very
I've
interested.
never beaten an Arkham game. I haven't played them in a really long time. I just picked up Return to Arkham yesterday, so I don't know which one I'll be starting with. I'm debating between Origins and Asylum. I don't know if I want to do chronologically or just the three big ones, but yeah.
Or like the order in which they were actually released, or the
Yeah,
order in which they took
I
place.
don't know if I should just skip over Origins because nobody cares about Origins,
Oh,
or.
orange. I definitely say do Origin because, well, one, you can dress up in the blue outfit.
Oh yeah, I mean I would need to go buy the season pass for that though, and you can't change you
True.
in Origins you can't change your outfit until after the game.
Actually, yeah, you can't do that until, like, after most of them. So,
No,
until
no,
Arkham, I.
in Arkham Knight and I think in Arkham City you can just change it right off the hop.
You have a cheat to do that in Arkham City, thankfully.
Yeah, so I'm gonna make sure I'm in the blue outfit for most of it because why else would I play Batman? So anyways, that's the big announcement. Is we're gonna be doing the Arkham games on the channel. Not sure when that's gonna start, and not sure how I'm gonna facilitate doing that exactly, because I want to make sure it's actually interesting and not too long. So I'll probably do them in like 45-minute bursts, but it should be really fun because it's for me it's a very blind playthrough on these Arkham games, and you can watch me get really scared because these games are atmospheric and spooky.
Yeah, as fitting Batman, because they were
Yeah.
indeed heavily inspired by that era where he was atmospheric, spooky.
Exactly. And so just in regards to Twitch channel, some quick plugs for myself. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at TheColinGinter. You should follow me. Updates for the channel. On Instagram, you can see my figurine collection as I post updates about that every couple of days, as well as some polls there. You can check us out on Twitch, twitch.tv/fandomfellowship, and check out our Discord server, which plan is in. And the link is in the
I am.
description. And Plan, what would you say the best part of our Discord server is?
Well, I think my favorite part is movie night because
That's
we,
it's movie night. Thank you.
I picked up what you were putting down.
Yeah, you picked it up. You picked it up. And this week for movie night, which I mean
Tomorrow, in fact.
tomorrow, and you guys don't get this episode till Tuesday, but so this week we have watched or will be watching Scooby-Doo Zombie Island and Scooby-Doo and the Witch's Ghost.
Hex girls.
Yes, Halloween brings lots of spooky movies, so we're gonna get like progressively spookier and probably just detour on with Sky High at one point. So if you like
Oh, I can't wait to die.
if you like watching movies with people who like to riff on them, join our Discord server. There's also lots of conversations going on in the text channels there, so that link is in the description along with the rest of the cast's social links. Plan's Twitter is in there, and yeah.
Yeah.
Any final words for us?
All I'd like to say is it's been a pleasure being on
It's
here for
been
this first
fun.
episode. It was super fun. I
Yeah.
enjoyed just sh shooting the breeze about Batman,
Yes.
and
Yeah.
also just like I hope I've been a good guest star and hope everyone's enjoyed my
Oh, you've
presence.
been fantastic. Cannot wait to hop back on with you next week and delve a little bit more into the history of Batman and the more consciousness era where it's like people start
Yeah.
it's stuff you start to really know. So
Oh, I have some.
I've been
I
Colin.
definitely have some stuff planned to talk to. Haha, planned.
Plan.
Planned to talk about when we jump on
I'm
to.
excited. I'm really excited. This was really
Because this is
fun.
the era of the graphic novels and a lot of the stories I actually know, so.
Yes. This yeah, and this is like some of my favorite stories as well. So there's two stories in particular I'm very excited to talk about. I'm excited
Oh,
to
me as
hear
well.
you talk about a lot of it. Yeah. So I'm Colin.
And I'm Plan.
And this is the Fandom Fellowship. Thank you guys so much for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please leave a like, leave a comment, and subscribe. That is the best way to help the channel. And we will see you on the other side. Bye.
on this next, on same bat time, same bat channel.
Same bat time, same bat channel.